Hey, real quick, would you like to join me for a fun and super practical challenge to increase your online visibility? The Visibility Kickstarter Challenge is hosted by my friend Alina Vincent, who, if you don't know, she is the queen of online challenges. And that means that this is going to be one of the most actionable, value-packed, and fast-to-implement challenges that you have ever been a part of. I recently used her challenge method in my last launch, and it was the most effective challenge we have ever run, and it was easier than any challenge we've ever run as well. It is completely free, so if you want to join me, I'll be there. Head over to jenlehner.com/084. To sign up. And again, that's Jen Lehner, LEHNER.com/084.
Hey guys, it's Gary Vay, Nerd Chuck, and you're listening to the Front Row Entrepreneur Podcast with our girl, Jen.
Hey there. Today, we're going to talk about how to find ideas for content when you're stuck or when you're in a rut or when you're just really not motivated. And I was inspired to do this episode because actually earlier today in my group of accelerators, it's a private coaching group that I have, very small group coaching program. And there were several of our members who mentioned that they were just really feeling kind of uninspired, just kind of in a funk. And no surprise, right? In the middle of this lockdown, inevitably that was going to catch up with us. And it comes and goes, at least it does for me, right? Some days are super, super great. I feel like I don't miss a beat. And other days, it's just kind of a struggle. And you know what? Even when we're not in the middle of a pandemic, I find that my creativity definitely works in peaks and valleys, and some days are definitely better than others. So there are some things that I turn to when I need to get inspiration. And so I thought I would share those things with you. This isn't going to be a very long episode, and all the links that I mentioned, just don't worry about it because I'm going to put them all in the show notes. So don't worry about trying to find those. That's going to be at jenlehner.com/049. And so all you can just sit back and listen and catch those links later. Okay. All right. First of all, Amazon. So if you go to Amazon and let's say you want to talk about a particular topic, weight loss or diabetes or weightlifting. I don't know why all those things are coming to mind, but you have a specific topic, go into Amazon, type it in the search, go look at the best sellers, look at the reviews, read the questions or the comments that people are making in the reviews. It's a great place to get ideas for content. There's a website that I love called Answer the Public, and I'm going to click on it right now so I could sort of give you a really good description of what it is. Basically, you type in some sort of search query, and then it gives you this visual representation of that topic, all the different ways that it's being searched, like the most popular way, the most popular things that people are searching for as it relates to that topic. So I typed in virtual assistants because very soon I'm going to be opening up the doors again for my program that teaches people how to hire, train, and onboard virtual assistants in the Philippines. And I mean, that's not going to be until the fall, but I have to start creating all of my like pre-launch content, right? So I typed in virtual assistants and all sorts of things came up. And it occurred to me that like one of the main things people are searching for is like, what is a virtual assistant? And what sorts of things do virtual assistants do? You know, and the two times that I've launched this, I've never actually created content that answers that question just very specifically and directly. So that's going to be a great video for me to create, or a blog post, or both. So you definitely want to check out Answer the Public. Okay, another great website is called the Portent Idea Generator. And I was so glad to see that this is still around. I haven't used it in forever. But what you do is you go in and enter your subject into this little box. Okay, so of course, I entered virtual assistants. And what it does is it will give you really clickable headlines and give you an idea of like a piece of content to create around that topic. Some of them won't make sense, but some of them are really good. So I typed in virtual assistants and I got warning, : you're losing money by not using virtual assistants. Okay, it's pretty good. So now I'm going to click reload and see what I get. How virtual assistants are making the world a better place. Let's do it again. What experts are saying about virtual assistants? That's kind of weak. What mom never told you about virtual assistants? Okay, so go over there and see if that gives you anything. You can always look at what's trending on YouTube. You could go to Google Trends. That's always a great place to start. It's showing you, like in real time, what people are searching for, like right now. And not a terrible idea to create content that people are like actively searching for, because it's a great way to get more eyeballs on your content. Now, you don't want to make it too much of a reach. So here I am looking in Google Trends right now, and Taylor Swift is trending, as is Kim Kardashian. My guess is that's probably like trending every day. What else here? Memorial Day is trending. So yeah, I knew Memorial Day is right around the corner, but also I kind of forgot about it. So not a bad idea for me to think about what kind of content I can create around Memorial Day, because a lot of people are searching for that. You remember the dummy series? Well, of course you do, because they're still around. So like, you know, sewing for dummies, golden retrievers for dummies. Did you know they have a website with all the dummies books? There's like thousands of dummies books listed there. Go and see what topics they've published books on and see if anything over there floats your boat. And you could go to Amazon and look at the Alexa flash briefings, or look at their top flash briefings by category. Here's a site you're guaranteed to love, and I bet you don't know about. It's called Social Bearing, and that's socialbearing.com. And what you do is you type in a keyword or a hashtag or a website, and just click search, and it's going to give you tweets, timelines, Twitter maps. You're going to be able to sort tweets out by people, engagement, influence, location, sentiment. So many things. Just go and take a look at it. It's a trip. And then, you know, there are these ways to do these very explicit searches on Google. And I honestly don't use this nearly enough, but it's a really smart way to do searches. For example, if you go and put in, and I'll put this in the show notes, but you put in brackets, topic/niche, but you would write like Weight Watchers, okay, plus forum, and then you click example, or then you click search, and it's going to pop up. I'm looking at the Weight Watchers message boards. Okay. If I go back and do the same thing, but do instead of plus forum, you could do plus discussion, plus community, plus blog. And that's going to really help you find some very specific discussions and content around anything you're thinking about researching more or creating. And of course, Twitter in and of itself is an amazing place to get some ideas. Just look at what's trending there, or go into Twitter's advanced search and see what questions people are asking of the experts who are serving an audience similar to your own. But you know, the very best way to come up with great ideas is to just ask your audience, even if your audience is very, very small. Just pick up the phone and call a customer or a client and ask them what they want to know, what they want you to create content on. If you have a list of ideas, but you just aren't feeling motivated, you might be a little bit burned out, and it happens to the best of us. And no matter how passionate you may be about your business, some days are just blue days and it's hard to get excited. And on days like this, acknowledge what's happening and just trust that the fire in your belly will return. And in the interim, just walk away for a little bit, work on something completely different, like do something creative, like, cross stitch or painting or a puzzle, or, you know, just something that is completely out of the norm of the kind of things, the kind of ways that you entertain yourself. It's also a great time to just catch up on some e-learning, to catch up on that online course that you never finished. I love to go for a walk and listen to a podcast that is completely unrelated to marketing. Just I'll find some random podcast. It could be about juggling, and next thing you know, I've got my brain is firing in all sorts of directions, and I come home completely inspired. And then, of course, there's TED Talks. You know, TED Talks have been around now for what, like 12, 15 years longer? And oh my goodness, like they've just got an entire library of every topic. And you can choose to listen or watch a TED Talk by subject matter, by length, the way it's going to make you feel, like if you want a funny one or a serious one, and you pick the subject, all the things. Or just listen to music. Like, when was the last time you just played some music, you know? Like, even your old CDs, if you have something to play those CDs on. I can't remember the last time I just listened to a bunch of albums that I love. How about just reading a book? And again, let this be a book outside of your niche. I mean, dare I say, fiction? I cannot remember the last time I read a piece of fiction. And then just good old like organizing, cleaning up your workspace. Sometimes that helps to motivate me. And you know, when I'm really, really stuck, a lot of times I'll do this with a podcast, is I will go over to Google Docs and I'll just click under tools. There's the dictation where you just start talking to your computer, and Google Dictation has gotten really, really good at this. And it just turns your voice into text. So it transcribes everything that you say. And so I'll basically just have a conversation with my computer and let the computer do all the hard work for me. And after I'm done talking, I stop, and now I have something to work from. I've got the beginning parts of a blog post or a podcast. It's super helpful. And finally, I just wanted to tell you about this great little website. It's called 750words.com. And the person who created it was inspired by the artist Way, you know, that talks about morning pages, which I do morning pages every day. But and morning pages are, you're supposed to do them like first thing when you wake up. You're not supposed to really worry about writing anything good or for any kind of purpose. It's just about just getting words on a page the minute that your eyes open and filling up three pages to have that discipline every morning. And this person who started this website figures that three pages is basically 750 words. So she turned it into sort of a challenge, and you'll come over here and see her spin on this, but it's really fun. And again, just something different to add into the routine if you need a little bit of inspiration. So actually, the last thing that I want to tell you about is my favorite way to create content is with my content creation system. It's called the Front Row CEO Content Creation System. And I've got online tools for it. I've got a hard cover, beautiful, luxurious journal you can order that gets delivered to your front door, not journal, planner. That's frontrowceo.com/planner. There'll be a link to it in the show notes, but that's a really strategic way of creating content. And you can read all about that at that link if you want more information. That's it for today's episode. I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next time.